VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Ukraine's parliament approved President Petro Poroshenko's call on Monday to impose martial law in parts of Ukraine after Moscow seized three Ukrainian ships and their crews in the Black Sea on Sunday. The measure calls for 30 days of martial law, an apparent concession to opponents, which would allow for elections to be called as scheduled in December. Russia came under sharp criticism at the UN for its seizure of the Ukrainian Navy ships, AP correspondent Warren Levinson reports.
U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley called Russia's seizure of three Ukrainian ships passing through the Kerch Strait
Sunday's outrageous violation of sovereign Ukrainian territory.
The Ukrainian Navy says six sailors were injured in the incident. Haley says this is no way for a civilized country to act.
In the name of international peace and security, Russia must immediately cease its unlawful conduct.
The representative of Russia, which has been under international sanctions since seizing the Crimean Peninsula from Ukraine 4 years ago, claims the episode was a deliberate attempt to provoke Russia into war.
Witnesses and officials say at least 22 people have been killed in two separate militant attacks Monday in Somalia. Al-Shabaab militants attacked the compound of a controversial cleric in the central Somalia town of Galkayo, killing him and at least 14 other people. And police say 8 people were killed by a car bomb just after midday in Mogadishu. The driver of the car was taken away for questioning when security forces felt that he showed suspicious behavior. The search of the car had just begun when the explosion happened. 5 international charities on Monday urged the United States to halt all military support for a Saudi-led coalition fighting Yemen's Shiite rebels. The charity said it would save millions of lives. This is VOA News. One of Kenya's largest newspapers is reporting that Kenyan agents have arrested 7 officials with the China Road and Bridge Corporation for bribing investigators looking into corruption at the Standard Gauge Railway. The government of the Democratic Republic of the Congo says the United States is creating, quote, needless fear after the U.S. Embassy in Kinshasa on Sunday said it had knowledge of a credible threat to its security before an election to replace the DRC's longest-serving leader. Monday marks the 10th anniversary of the Mumbai terrorist attacks. From November 26 to November 29, 2008, 10 individuals associated with the terrorist group Lashkar-e-Taiba attacked luxury hotels, a Jewish center, and a busy train station in India's financial capital, killing 166 people. British Prime Minister Theresa May announced Parliament will hold a vote in December on the 11th to approve or reject the Brexit deal she negotiated with the European Union. In a speech to Parliament on Monday, she warned that Britain will be thrust into the unknown if Parliament rejects the deal. The man accused of killing a woman during a white nationalist rally in Charlottesville, Virginia last year is headed to trial, Associated Press correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
The Unite the Right rally by white nationalists in Charlottesville, Virginia last year exploded in chaos with racist chants, smoke bombs, and brawling in the streets. It all culminated with a car racing into a crowd of counter-protesters, killing 32-year-old Heather Heyer and injuring dozens of others. James Alex Fields Jr. of Ohio is accused of being the man behind the wheel. He is facing a first-degree murder charge for Heyer's death. University of Virginia professor Lisa Wolfolk, who was in that crowd of counter-protesters, says while she hopes the trial will offer a chance for healing, she's not entirely optimistic.
The Trump administration says dozens of migrants who tried to cross the southern border on Sunday have been arrested. Associated Press Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Customs and Border Protection Chief Kevin McAleenan says some 69 migrants were arrested on the California side. He says they were among 1,000 migrants who tried to rush the border, though Mexico says there were half that many. American agents fired tear gas to stop them, which McAleenan says is allowed under the Border Patrol's use of force policy. While Mexico says it will boost security near its border, President Trump's keeping up the pressure on the Mexican government, tweeting it should do whatever it has to, but the migrants will not be allowed into the U.S.
You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.